Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center.
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
We dug up a little of Kanye back when Hurricane Katrina was a thing. Remember his famous George Bush hates black people moment? He was rambling like a lunatic before he said that. The world has forgotten. So he's been struggling with that for quite some time.
Why are middle-aged men missing from the labor market?
We have talked about that before. There are, I think the number was 7 million men of working age that aren't working or looking for work.
Yep, and there's one particular age group that's overrepresented in that broader sample. Okay. We'll talk about that later in the hour. It's really interesting, and it's humbled me a bit reading about this.
All right.
I've been more than willing to concede that luck plays a role in every success story, but it hadn't occurred to me like it did.
Okay.
So I'll share with you what I'm rambling about. Might make the same impression on you.
Well, heaping helping of humble pie on a Friday with some whipped cream. Sounds delicious.
I was at my favorite unnecessarily expensive but incredibly handy upper-end grocery store the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And in the display case that usually has like, I don't know, whatever they usually have in there, but it's not notable, they had nothing but different sorts of pies and cakes. I mean, right up front. They never have pies right there, but they know it's the season of the year when people will shamelessly hammer down, you spend money, and you're taking calories like it's not real.
Right.
You, me, everybody.
Yeah. Yeah, man, that's a weird phenomenon, isn't it? A dollar in December is not looked at the same way as a dollar is in March.
Not even close.
Not even close.
No.
Anyway, we have a number of things to bring you up to speed on, talk about news of the day, whatnot. But first, we have to do what we do every single Friday at this time.
We will take a fond look back at the week that was. It's Cow, Clips of the Week.
3, 2, 1, let's go.
Point of order.
Why would you buy that much cheese?
You know,
I don't know what to say. Like, what happened, happened.
But they did good things, too. We're going to stop dissing the Nazis all the time.
Okay.
So I decided I'm going to start gaslighting you.
You're going to start gaslighting me?
That's not what I said.
Please do not gaslight me.
So all those in favor of
your
supporting
behavior is white supremacy.
You know that I had to forgive myself for being human. You know.
A D.C. jury convicting top leaders of the Oath Keepers militia of seditious conspiracy.
I don't think anybody should be spending any time with Nick Fuentes. He has no place in this Republican Party.
Somebody kicked me in the back of the head. Six individuals, young, 20 to about 26 years old, proceeded to beat the crap out of me.
I think our biggest problem is we've not shown our kids that most of the people today hadn't earned the right to change America.
A lot of people have called you the savior of crypto, the patron saint of crypto, the Michael Jordan of crypto.
I wasn't spending any time or effort trying to manage risk on FTX, and that obviously,
that's
a mistake. What?
2 hours we have time for drink, for toilet, and for sleeping. Very hard.
In Ukraine, we say, "Воля або смерть."
Freedom or death.
Freedom or death.
Freedom or death.
When you get COVID here, they track you down, and they come and they take you to a hospital, and you stay in the system until the system says you can leave.
It's Orwell on steroids.
Xi Jinping! Xi Jinping!
You're pronouncing our country's name wrong. Our country is named Iran, not Iran.
Dancing in the middle, pull attack! Scores!
I just hope this doesn't ruin our incredible friendship with Iran.
Just because you don't like one group doesn't mean the other. Look,
I love Jewish people, but I also love Nazis.
A tuneful tale of the cow there. The late, wonderful Christine McVie.
Who lectured us there of it's Iran, not Iran? Who was that?
That was an Iranian journalist.
All right, whatever.
Cursing out our soccer star. F you. Hey, try not to shoot down kids in the street for daring to have their voices heard, you scumbag.
So this, I'm interested in this sort of thing. I saw the headline, pre-human ancestor believed to have used fire as a tool. A momentous discovery in South Africa could turn our understanding of human history on its head. A non-human creature dubbed Homo naledi. Lady, naledi!
Naledi, naledi, naledi.
Lady, lady, lady.
So they discovered this
That's naledi, that's my wife.
Non-human, and then it gets complicated when you start breaking down what's human and what's not. But anyway, it looks like a person. Looks like a hairy person, based on the drawings. And they discovered this about a decade ago, and they now believe that that creature may have had a head start in Homo sapiens, humans, what we are, and using fire as a tool. So this guy had discovered this cave that the theory was there's no way he could have gone into these caves outside of Johannesburg in South Africa that these beasts, not beasts, why am I calling them beasts? What should I call them? They're not humans.
They're cousins.
Okay, our cousins, our hairy cousins. That they could have gone into that cave, gone that far back in the cave without light because it'd be so dark you wouldn't do that, but that wasn't good enough. He actually lost 50 pounds, this paleontologist, so he could fit through various parts of the cave, got back in there, and with light was able to see soot on the blackened ceiling of the cave that he says could only have been caused by fire. And so believing that this group of non-humans, long before human beings, Homo sapiens came up with it, were controlling and using fire.
Now, just to clarify, was he a big old fat boy and he had to get down to normal weight, or was he like 170 pounds and now he's a skeleton?
Shockingly, I do not know the circumference of his belly for this story.
Because I'm thinking your prehistoric little monkey men were not big, and they were certainly not fat. I'll bet they're thin as rails.
Now let me get to the part of the story that I hate.
Uh-oh.
And this paleontologist believes the discovery will challenge our assumptions about human uniqueness. Okay, I'm not that invested in Homo sapiens being better than other branches of the tree of two-legged whatever. It doesn't
bother
me. That
would be an odd sort of boosterism, you know?
It wouldn't offend me if some other branch of the story had fire first.
Right. And as a guy with a fair amount of Neanderthal DNA in me, I'll tell you, look, we lost. It's okay. You win some, you lose some.
This is from the CBS News version of this story. A South African woman who discovered this, it's not just about a groundbreaking discovery, says this woman who was involved in the figuring this out. For a very long time, archaeology and anthropology, all these discoveries made in Africa, have been made by men, white men. Oh, that is when we start taking back the narratives of as Africans, and we get to tell our stories now. So it's some sort of, you know, I was just claiming I'm not into boosting a million year ago version of two-legged smart beast.
Right.
But she apparently thinks it's very important if it turns out that perhaps black-skinned two-legged beasts had fire before lighter-skinned beasts. I guess that would, whatever.
Or is she just saying it's important that somebody with dark skin does the discovering?
I don't know. I don't even know. I don't think about these things, so I don't know. I don't know what she's
the only
to say.
Aspect of that I can defend is that there was, for the longest history, if something really fascinating was found in Africa, it'd immediately be whisked off to Paris, London, or New York.
Right, where it may still be.
Right, exactly. And now the African countries are saying, hey, yeah, it's staying here. And I think that's great. It's
yeah, good. I get that. They said that this particular two-legged creature had a brain no bigger than a chimpanzee, so it would be a pretty big deal if it was using fire and controlling it.
Yeah, indeed.
And how soon do monkeys get the power of that? And then we're in dire straits. Please, at that point.
Run for your lives, yeah.
Run for your lives.
Yeah, so the brain the size of the chimp, but it mastered fire, or at least understood its usefulness.
I said, oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire.
Wow, okay, intriguing. If only there were security footage or, you know, transcripts of the hairy little monkey men and their carryings on, that would be so interesting.
We know nothing about most every human being who ever lived up until fairly recently. Going forward, every single detail of your life, practically every hour of your life, for many people, will be known going forward.
Yeah, there were kings that commanded vast kingdoms with vast armies, and all that's known is their name.
Yeah,
but some dip-ass who's never accomplished anything but becomes somewhat well-known as a gaming commentator, there's reams and reams of information on them.
Or any random human being. One of the great things is if you have any sort of writings, like a Samuel Pepys diary from 1666, you know, just what it was like in daily London hundreds of years ago is so fascinating. We'll have endless that. Every human being who has a smartphone has documented everything that life is like in the year 2022.
Yeah. Well, let me just tell the people of the future listening to this. You know, it was fine. It was a lot like your life. The machines were different. Don't waste your time. Go hang out with your friends. Wasn't that interesting?
No, it's not as interesting as you might think. We've got more on the way. Our text line is 415-295-KFTC.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Yeah. If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Guys, listen to this. According to new research, self-service checkouts at grocery stores are covered in harmful bacteria. But hey, at least they also never work. I love that 2 years ago we were wiping down every surface, and now we're like, my immune system needs the challenge.
Yeah, I got all these wipes sitting here next to me here in the studio. I used one this morning to wipe up some coffee I spilled, and I thought the reason I have these is I remember when I used to come in and wipe everything off when we still thought it was spreading that way.
Well, yeah, every time I grab a backpack or whatever, look, there's some what do you call them, Santa wipes or disinfectant wipes, and there's a mask, and there's a tube of the hand stuff, and
yeah.
It's like, wow, madness.
I went the other direction to my own surprise yesterday. I was coming on, because one of my kids is sick and missed school yesterday and today, and somebody is supposed to come over. And I said, yeah, my kid's sick, so I don't know if you want to do that. And they said, what am I going to cancel every time somebody has a cold? Well, I guess you're right. The whole, What are you, never going to go to anybody's home if anybody's sick of any kind ever again?
And if you actually went to a picnic, you were seen as some sort of radical lunatic.
Right.
Please, just ridiculous. So why are the people mad in China? Well, they're mad because the COVID shutdowns, the zero COVID policy has been incredibly intrusive and oppressive in a way that's excessive even for the communist Chinese. But boy, that apartment fire, more grim and horrible than I think we realized. And that was a real, he's trying to come up with a metaphor that doesn't involve fire. That was a real jump start to the protests and the anger.
Yeah. Who knows what the actual death toll is? They're now calling it around 50. It started at 10. Obviously, it could be a lot of people. The Chinese,
including small children, which is just so hard to take.
And why were they burnt up in the apartment? Because the doors were literally wired shut. I mean, a journalist got pictures out of the charred doors with wires, just like, you know, baling wire you would use, wrap around the doorknob, and then they put a big nail in the door, and they just wire it shut. I mean, that's unbelievable that a government is doing that.
Yeah.
In a modern society. And so people,
because somebody in the building had COVID, evidently.
And the texts are out, and they're just too grim to even like read. I've read some of them. The texts are out from people texting each other and trying to text authorities. Hey, we're dying in here. The smoke is getting too bad. I'm sure most of the people died of, you know, not being able to breathe rather than being cooked. But just it's freaking awful. So no wonder it has spurred these protests the way they have. Now, you brought us the story yesterday of how unlikely it is in the modern world that protests actually work, which is disappointing.
Yeah. Oh, they might make some progress in terms of policy, but like getting rid of Xi Jinping or the communists or whatever, forget it.
Yeah, in terms of policy, you would hope that if there's a big enough uprising that the government, even the communist government, would think, well, we want to avoid this if we can. So
yeah, I suspect that's the case. There will be some give and some reforming and policy and that sort of thing. That's not going to bring all those poor dead people back. And, you know, you could certainly argue, all things being equal, any regime that would do that has no authority, no legitimacy at all. But I thought this was interesting. We talked about this in general, and we got it more or less right. They talk about this. This article starts with this fellow by the name of Zhang, who went to protest China's strict COVID policies in Beijing. He thought he'd come on. He thought he'd come prepared to go undetected, wore a balaclava and goggles to cover his face. When it seemed that plainclothes police officers were following him, he ducked into the bushes and changed into a new jacket. He lost them. Then he returned home without being arrested and thought he was in the clear. But the cops called the next day. They knew he'd been out because they were able to detect his phone had been in the area of protests, they told him. 20 minutes later, even though he had not told them where he lived, three officers knocked on his door. So they saw the unique signature of his phone, got that phone number, and because they're the totalitarian dictators, said to the phone company, and Jack, you're always making this point, there's no such thing as an independent company in China. They said to the phone company, who is this guy? Oh, that's Zhang at 123 China Street. So they showed up at his door. As the authorities seek to
123 China Street.
It's just a for instance. As the authorities seek to track, intimidate, and detain those who march in defiance of the government's strict COVID policies, they're turning to powerful tools of surveillance. They've used face recognition software, phones, informants to identify those who attended protests. Usually they force those they track down to pledge not to protest again. Because often they're first timers. And they say, okay, I won't.
Does the edge go to the people trying to overthrow an authoritarian government with the new technology or to the government? Right now, it would seem like the edge goes to the government, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, especially because the citizens can't beat and imprison the government officials.
Right. All they can do is
if you have to resort to the beatings, they'll do the beatings.
Republicans want Trump or DeSantis. New poll.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Two things worth mentioning. One, five Ukrainian embassies around Europe received bloody packages containing animal eyes yesterday.
Oh.
It's a message. It means you sleep with the eyes. They'll pluck out your eyes just like they did this cat. Or I don't know what it means. But
Jiminy.
That's gruesome, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, right? By Middle Eastern standards, it's actually kind of, you know.
That's one story.
It's the birthday card.
YouGov is as legit a polling organization as exists. How legit any of them are, I don't know, because they struggle. But anyway, here are the latest numbers on who Republicans want as their 2024 presidential nominee. They polled Republicans. Trump at 36, DeSantis at 30. Then other people at much, much lower numbers. But Trump still 36-30 over DeSantis in this poll. It could.
Here's my snap analysis. Okay. All those other little numbers.
Joe Getty's snap analysis.
Do we have theme music for that, Michael? Welcome to Joe Getty's snap analysis. Had a feeling. All those small numbers you referenced, various Nikki's, Haley, and Tim's Scott.
Mike's Pompeo.
That's right, exactly. What's his name? The fellow who's VP for a while, Mike Pence. All those numbers have to coalesce around one person who gets a bigger number than Trump. So the anti-Trump vote has to coalesce. I have a feeling it will. Or the somebody other than Trump now vote.
None of those people would choose Trump over DeSantis, would they? Or they would have already chosen Trump in that poll.
Correct. Yeah, that's what I was driving at. Yeah, well said. So, you know, I'm torn. We announced that we were going to talk about middle-aged men and not being in the workforce. And that's good and all. But I'd forgotten that Michael sent something to us about this tough-talking Florida sheriff who's talking about discipline in schools.
Okay.
And the middle-aged guy stuff is pretty interesting. Maybe we can squeeze it in.
It'll be interesting Monday.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. So, Michael, what do you suggest, sir? Hop on the microphone.
Yeah.
Play the clip first and then get into the news article or what?
Go ahead and get into the news article and then we'll play the clip.
Well, the news article's primarily quotes, though.
Okay, I'll go ahead and just play the sheriff.
Yeah, play it. Yeah,
quite frankly, they're not worried about getting in trouble. They know nothing's going to happen to them. They know they're not going to be given after-school detention. Quite frankly, they're not worried about getting in trouble. They know nothing's going to happen to them. They know they're not going to be given after-school detention. They're not going to be suspended. They're not going to be expelled. Or like in the old day, they're not going to have the cheeks of their ass torn off for not doing right in class. So we have teachers that are handcuffed. We have principals that are handcuffed.
I don't know that my kid needs the cheeks of his ass torn off if he doesn't do right in class, but...
Yeah, go easy with the hard-ass rhetoric, dude. You had me there for a while, but just say get his fanny paddled or something.
Me don't, you know, I don't have a problem with that, actually. They had it in school when I was a kid, and I don't have a problem with it. But the other stuff that has disappeared, nobody has to stay after school. Nobody gets in any trouble whatsoever for anything.
It's restorative justice.
I have seen it over and over again. I can tell you that if you're the recipient of bullying, you have the exact same penalty as the proponent. It's just the way it works.
Yeah, exactly. This is the greatest time for bullies ever in American schools. So standing outside the Brevard County Jail Complex, Sheriff Wayne Ivey, and part of the reason he talks tough is it's Florida. They got lizards can kill you in Florida. Can you imagine that?
What?
Anyway. People in Florida can imagine that. They live with it every day. Anyway, where was it? Oh, he was accompanied by the school board chair, the state attorney, and school service workers union representatives as he decried what he called the failure of the school discipline program here at Brevard Public Schools. That, he promised, would change starting right now. If you're a little snot that's coming into our classes to be disruptive, you might want to find someplace else to go to school because we're going to be your worst nightmare starting right now.
Okay, I'm on your side, dude, but you're not going to win over the people you need to win over with this. The crowd that you're using that language for is already on your side. It's that squishier crowd kind of in the middle that you want to make an argument. Don't go with they're a little snot and I'm going to be your worst nightmare. And then, come on. You know, that's not helping.
They got the killer lizards. I mean, they got snakes the size of submarines in Florida, Jack. They got no time for your pinky out niceties. It's a place where you talk tough or you're not heard.
Yeah, I know. But if you talk about ripping their ass cheeks off because they acted up in class, you're not going to get enough people on your side to get these policies on board again.
They got rainstorms wipe towns off the map. None of your soft Northern California crap, all right? Anyway, where were we?
They're a peninsula. You think that's easy?
America's penis. You actually make an excellent point, I think. You don't need to super serve, as they say in the marketing business, the people who want to hear about ass cheeks. They're with you already. It's a great point. That's, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Jack Armstrong, co-host of the Armstrong and Getty Show, with some really good PR thinking there. Anyway, let's get back to the overly tough-talking lawman there. Little snot coming into class to be disruptive, so we're going to be here. His pronouncement about school discipline comes after the swearing-in last week of two new school board members, both endorsed by the sheriff and the governor. One of the folks who was the board chair said the board will sit down with the unions and state attorney at an emergency meeting next week to create, quote, the most prolific policy the school district's ever had. What does he mean by prolific? A few clowns can't follow the rules, and they're messing it up for everybody. Our teachers, our principals are actually powerless to do anything. With the current policy that's in place, our teachers have been handcuffed when it comes to school discipline. Really interesting. You know, and I remember this was a truism when I was a kid. And at times when perhaps even I acted up as a high-energy youth. The argument was, you're preventing everybody else in this class from getting the education that they deserve.
I don't understand why that argument is not made more often. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. I'm seeing if there's more to this. School administrators will be freed up to hand out punishments they deem necessary. Students who want to act out feel empowered. They don't believe there will be consequences.
That's because there won't be.
Yeah, there absolutely will not be. Press release from the Brevard Federation of Teachers Union echoed the sentiments expressed by some of the people who are skeptics. Yeah, wow, interesting. We have offered solutions to no avail. Students verbally and physically abuse teacher and staff, and there will be no end in sight unless meaningful systemic changes are made. Wow, so you have a teachers union, and we all know how left they are, saying, this is it. We're not going to have our people in the classroom anymore unless there's discipline.
Yeah, I love that. And I also wonder if, I'm stereotyping here, I suppose, but I got to believe if you tend toward the restorative justice is a good idea crowd, you've not exactly raised your kid to be a barroom brawler, and they're ending up on the other end of misbehavior that you're not digging, and there's no penalty for it.
Yeah, you know what? That's entirely possible. Some of the more gentle and intellectual kids are probably getting the hell whooped out of them. But it's something. It reminds me of the Oakland. Remember when the kids walked out of Oakland, California schools? Because there wasn't enough discipline.
That should be horrifying to adults. When the kids have to take charge.
Yeah.
Because you're not keeping them safe and comfortable in school, you should be embarrassed.
Progressive America and its tendency to completely be blind to human nature and reality astounds me. Things that sound good shove aside things that have always worked. And I don't need kids abused physically. There are better ways to deal
with it. Ass cheeks torn off, little snots.
No. That's right, Senator McCain. Leave their ass cheeks alone. There are other ways. But the idea of it now, if some big kid smashes a small kid in the face and takes their money, they need to each get together and say how they feel, and then we'll send them all on their way. You people are effing insane. It's your ass cheeks I'd like. I almost said something I shouldn't have. Glad I held myself back.
We have some breaking news. As you all know, if you read the New York Times or Washington Post or watch your lefty cable news channels, Elon Musk has created a Wild West hellscape with Twitter, in which hate rules supreme.
I'm on Twitter. It's not even perceptibly different.
And he's just once again banned Kanye West from Twitter, having allowed him back on a week ago. And we'll tell you why next.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
The destruction of the spirit of the people of southern Louisiana and Mississippi may end up being the most tragic loss of all.
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
That's Kanye West, early 2000s. We all remember that. That was the first inkling that the young musician may be mentally ill. Here's Kanye West as of yesterday.
I see good things about Hitler also. Every human being has something of value that they brought to the table, especially Hitler.
So there's a lot more of that.
You know, every time it's too much. I mean, obviously it's too much, but every time I hear that, I think, in what crazy, crazy, crazy part of his brain does he think that's okay?
I don't know. But
well, he's crazy.
He was let back on Twitter along with Donald Trump and Kathy Griffin and a whole bunch of other people a couple weeks ago. James Lindsay, people that I follow. He has been booted off Twitter again. So Kanye was on Twitter for a couple of weeks. He went too far, even for Elon Musk's newer policies. That the lefty media is still going crazy over, acting like something horrific has happened. I have no idea what they're talking about. I'm on Twitter every single day. I have no idea what they're talking about, but
it's imaginary.
It is imaginary.
They're trying to cast letting a few conservatives back on as somehow enabling hate speech.
So the guy who's vowed to get human beings to Mars also stays up late listening to the ramblings of mentally ill musicians, apparently, and caught Kanye's self-described final tweet last night. Kanye put on their final tweet and posted he had a series of erratic tweets, but one of which appeared to show a symbol combining a swastika and a Jewish star for some reason.
Star of David, wherever
that was. And whatever he was trying to say with that. But anyway, Elon took that as a violating their policy. And
specifically against propagating violence.
Right, yeah. So it violated their Twitter rules where you can't incite violence. And he's back off again. But I don't know. I don't get this story all the way around. I don't understand any part of it. I've been trying to understand what the uproar is about Twitter. I don't get it. I don't understand. I just don't understand.
It's the same hysteria that brings you every Republican is the new Hitler and is a racist, and it'll be the Handmaid's Tale, and he'll put you back on the plantations and the rest of it. It's that same hysteria. Yeah, if somebody who's a moderate, like Elon Musk, ends the utterly one-sided censorship of Twitter, it'll become a Nazi hellhole. It's hysteria.
Elon tweeted himself, "I tried my best despite that. Ye again violated our rule against incitement to violence. Account will be suspended." And Kanye West's account appears blank now. Account violated Twitter rules, it says. So there are some limits, as he said there would be from the beginning.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I don't know, it's not that exciting, really. Now, YouTube does not have, you can't find the videos of Kanye talking to Alex Jones on YouTube. You can find them on Twitter. I think they should be on Twitter. I think you should see. I have no problem with people being able to see Kanye West, who's running for president, and in our crazy modern world could have an impact on that. I have no problem with him being displayed there as a crazy person, which will keep him from ever getting any votes for president of any amount that matters.
Well, and anybody who had listened to Kanye's pro-Hitler rant and think, wow, I find that persuasive, is such a soft head, such a mutton head, and just so crazy. You know, they're going to get that somewhere else.
Well,
you know, if somebody says, you know, Kanye was sympathetic to, you see this all the time in the mainstream media. They characterize what somebody said. And they pretend it's, well, we don't want to offend your gentle ears with the actual verbiage. No, I tell you what, I don't trust you people.
Right.
He said a homophobic remark. Yeah, maybe he did, maybe he didn't. He said something transphobic. I would like to be the judge of that, please. Tell me what he said.
Yeah, you either believe sunlight is the best disinfectant or all that sort of stuff, or you don't. And if I hear it characterized like you were just saying, I think, yeah, but it wasn't much. I get to actually see it, the video, and I think, holy crap, that guy's crazy. He should not be in charge of anything. Which I'm sure there are way more people that came away with that view, having actually watched Kanye's interview yesterday, than came away with a, you know, he makes some good points. Because he doesn't make any good points. He doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
Well, and honestly, watching more of it is more helpful than watching less of it.
Of course.
In that the whole, you know, Hitler was a snappy dresser and brought us the microphone in the highway.
Which is our
favorite. I mean, that stuff was idiotic, but when he gets into the Netanyahu puppet bit, then you can see he's completely unhinged.
We haven't played the long porn and pedophilia clip. You want to hear a little of that and see if it entertains us at all?
Yeah, although, heck, I may agree with him on some of that stuff. I don't know.
We don't? We're out of time?
Let's play a bit of it.
Start it. 39. Start.
You know, like one of the big topics right now is all of the pedophilia advertisement. And my take on that is, you know, there's one place in the Bible where it says God sees sin differently. And there's another place where it says, you know, let me get out my phone. I can like really pull up the exact thing it says in the Bible. The general gist, and we'll get back to it after the 5 minute break, is that you have to stay strict to everything and remove as much sin as possible in order to serve God. And when people look at pornography, when a grown man is looking at a grown woman have sex on camera, you're still looking at someone's daughter, and you're looking at a lot of times someone that is the product of pedophilia.
Okay, so see, that's all fine. That's all fine conversation.
Leave out the up with the Nazis stuff, and, you know, it's not so bad.
Had nothing to do with Hitler's a good guy. Yeah.
All right, guys, let's finish strong. Now for final thoughts with Jack and Ben Frieda.
That's a pretty good Kanye right there. Is that what that is? Wow, nice job. Here's your host for Final Thoughts, Joe Getty.
Or Big Freedom, as I'm known. Thank you. Hey, let's get a final thought from everybody on the crew. Michelangelo, do you have a final thought to share with us?
Yeah, I'm already a victim of the Hallmark movies. My wife's watching them, and I'm still waiting for that Hallmark movie where it doesn't go well at the end. They just roll the credits, and the Christmas tree farm closes.
Right. You know, we gave it a try, but I'm not that into you. Yeah, I think we're better off apart. So, see you later. Good luck in your life. Yeah, it doesn't happen. Jack, final thought?
Both kids home from school sick. Gonna be a fun weekend. Always a good time when everybody's sick. Constantly taking care of people, coughing, snotting, wondering what they got, everybody whining. Gonna be fun.
Yeah, yeah. Let's see. Final thought. Go to armstrongandgetty.com. Get some A&G swag for the Armstrong and Getty fan in your life. It's getting a little late, but you'll still get it before Christmas, I think.
Which of the triple-demic diseases do my kids have? I don't know. I took a COVID test. They flunked it, but who knows? Armstrong and Getty wrapping up another grueling 4-hour workday.
So many people will thank. So many people who ought to get jabbed for the flu or something or the other stuff. Go to armstrongandgetty.com. Hot links are great. You can pick up some swag, drop us an email, even listen to the podcast.
See you Monday. God bless America.
I love Jewish people, but I also love
Armstrong and Getty.
What? You can take a crack at each one.
Well, one's just a total con artist. Disgusting. Makes me sick. The other guy did a good job.
I'm not going to have the cheeks of their torn off.
You know.
Son of a...
I'm just saying.
It's cold.
Enough talk.
Do you understand?
No, senor! No, senor!
Okay.
And on that possibly nightmare-inducing note...
Hi. Good night, everybody.
Have a great day, you mother...
The Armstrong and Getty.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.